Well, I am frequently asked, so Audrey, what causes autoimmune disease? And my response is almost always, it's a tree with many roots. Let me paint a picture for you. This is what I mean by that. Picture a tree where rheumatoid arthritis is the trunk, and the branches are all the different symptoms that come with it. Joint pain, swelling, redness, reduced mobility, anything else that you experience. It is the outward appearance to you, the person suffering from rheumatoid in this example, or to others who see you suffering. Then under the ground, like a tree, what people can't see are the roots of the tree. There may be a few that poke through that are obvious from above ground, but the majority of the roots aren't obvious. It's how we land at rheumatoid arthritis is not a disease of the joints. Just like psoriasis is not a disease of the skin, it's much more than that. And that might leave you feeling prickly for me to say that rheumatoid arthritis is not a disease of the joint. It's not. It's not a joint problem. And same with psoriasis, not a skin problem. The skin and the joints are symptoms. They are branches, if you will. It's those roots that you can't see underground. Those are what cause autoimmune disease. At least that's where you'll find the cause for your autoimmune disease. It's where you find the cause or the issue that's causing the problem. And it's where you'll also find the cure, the relief, the remission. That is where you start your revolution.
Welcome to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast with Audrey Christie, helping you shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that stick.
Welcome. If this is your first time listening, I'm Audrey Christie. I'm a functional and integrative nurse, nutritionist, and energy medicine practitioner. I help women stop chasing symptoms and find relief and remission and ultimately learn how to heal their bodies from autoimmune disease. Raise your hand or answer me out loud, depending on if you're alone. What comes up when I say your autoimmune disease is not a disease of the outward symptoms, right? So your psoriasis is not a skin problem. Your rheumatoid arthritis is not a joint problem. Your fibromyalgia is not a pain problem all over your body. It's not a nervous system problem, right? So how does that make you feel? And what if I told you that treating it as such actually makes your condition worse? It causes additional autoimmune diseases. And, you know, it starts something that is referred to as polyautoimmunity. So what that means is that the medications and the treatments that you are using may be bringing you some short-term relief, but ultimately they're causing you more harm, particularly if that is the only thing you're doing to help your autoimmune disease, or chronic illness fits in there too, especially if you're taking them long-term. Even over-the-counter medications like Advil, Aleve, ibuprofen, antacids, and this is going to be an unpopular opinion here, but even if you're taking fistfuls of supplements, this can be a form of masking your symptoms instead of finding and treating the root causes so that you can stop fighting and conquer your autoimmune disease. So what causes an autoimmune disease? Well, as I mentioned, it is in fact a tree with many roots. And although there isn't a singular root cause for autoimmune, or, as a whole, or a specific autoimmune disease, there's what I like to refer to as a recipe. There's a particular recipe for autoimmune disease, and it's a combination of three ingredients, right? Genetic predisposition, loosey-goosey intestinal permeability, which just means a leaky gut, and an environmental trigger. So let's touch on each one of these. First stop is your genes. Not the ones that we're all avoiding wearing, right? Because nobody wants to wear pants with a button. But the genes is in your fancy genetic code that makes you what you are today. It's a real common misconception that the reason you snag an autoimmune disease is because you were gifted a particular set of genes from your parents. That's not true. I mean, you did get a particular set of genes from your parents, but that's not why you have an autoimmune disease. Even if your mom and grandma and aunts and uncles and everyone has that same disease. While it can be true that there is a genetic component to autoimmunity, it is now well proven that that's just one itty bitty piece of the puzzle. So we know that thanks to the study of genes and gene expression, it's called epigenetics, But it tells us that there's no specific pattern that can be identified, or at least one has not been identified yet that predisposes a person to autoimmune disease. Instead, what we do know is that we have particular genes that can be present or missing or turned on or turned off. And those can help us understand the problems that lead to autoimmune disease. So that's part of those roots I was talking about. We also know that no matter which genes our parents gave us, that we can make particular choices in lifestyle that will turn these genes on and off and cause certain health issues like autoimmune diseases to pop up or remain dormant. Another factor, another part of this is something I refer to as an environmental trigger. So genetic predisposition is just one ingredient, right? And we talked that there were three ingredients in this recipe. And the second ingredient is that environmental trigger. And it could be something like sleep. Stress is a real big one that I see, especially right now. Energetic wellness, environmental toxins, nutrient deficiencies, and even medications that we've touched on just a little bit. We're going to start with sleep. High quality sleep is so very important. And I'll link in the show notes at audreychristie.com/119 those episodes, recent episodes on sleep to help you with that. I want you to think about how many times you said or you've heard somebody say things like, I am exhausted, I'm tired, I'm pooped, I didn't sleep well. And so part of this issue is just the over-glorification of busy, because how would you look at someone if you said, hey, how are you doing? And they're like, oh my God, I'm freaking amazing. I'm so well rested. And so even if we are feeling well rested, a lot of times you're like, oh, I'm doing okay, or I'm tired. But the other side of that problem is that there are a lot of people just not getting quality time with their pillows, right? Head on the pillow, quality time. We have an epidemic of sleep disorders. Like, we have so many epidemics right now. And part of them are, you know, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. And sleep is so easy to fix. It is. It might take a few times. It might take going down a few rabbit holes. But once you fix it, oh my gosh, it changes everything. So if you're having trouble sleeping, please check out those episodes. If you're still having trouble sleeping, you can't DIY it, then jump on a mini case review or grab a quick sleep appointment. Whenever a client is struggling with sleep or in a bigger healing program, it's always one of the first priorities that we have to address. Sleep is one of the first steps in the autoimmune revolution success path. It is step one on the way back to wellness, relief, remission, and that's both for autoimmune disease and other chronic illnesses. The second environmental trigger that I want to touch on, because it's so big, is stress. And I just recently did a full episode on stress. I'll link it in the show notes. But we have learned that part of this recipe for autoimmunity is being chronically stressed, being in a chronically depleted state. It activates a very similar cascade of internal messages and pathways as not having sleep. It's a similar process. The ingredients are a little bit different. But chronic stress is an overall depleted state that is a completely different state than a nourished and a body that's nourished and at ease. Okay, it keeps us in the fight or flight mode constantly. And our bodies just stay convinced that we might die at any moment. And that is something that can cause autoimmune disease and often is a trigger for autoimmune disease as well. Another environmental trigger for autoimmune conditions and flare-ups is energetic wellness. So this is another, this is kind of a subcategory of causes. So energetically, autoimmune conditions have a lot of similar patterns with each other, although they're different. But often it is sort of taking on problems on your shoulders, putting problems on your shoulders. So oftentimes we find that these are empaths or empathetic people that kind of take the burden of the world or the family or the finances or work and kind of hold on to it on their shoulders rather than accepting that it's not just their issue. So in addition, you can think of things as your own energy and your vibration, like your aura, which is an energetic vibration that we can measure, right? And so we know that disruptions in that auric pattern, in that bioenergetic field, eventually make their way to disruptions in our human suit. So it could be an acute illness like strep throat or an ear infection, some sort of cardiac event, or even a gallbladder. All of these things happen as vibrations, you know, vibrations in that energetic field. And then you can see how it moves forward, where that started, where that ignited, how it moves forward and then becomes an autoimmune condition. Another environmental aspect is nutrient deficiencies. Your immune system is a super complex machine, and it really can't function without the proper ingredients. It's kind of like if you put diesel in a gas motor, it's not going to run, right? Same thing for autoimmune disease, right? Same thing for causing autoimmune disease. Same thing for your immune system. It's a complex machine, and if you put the wrong fuel in it, then it's not going to work right. So the most common nutrient deficiencies I see are things like omega-3s, vitamin D, B vitamins, selenium, zinc, and magnesium. That's probably the top five or six. But don't worry, I don't want you to go buy those supplements, right? Because that only masks the problem. It might be necessary temporarily, but it won't fix the problem. You have to fix it in other ways. And then lastly, but certainly, well, two more really. There's environmental toxins and medication triggers. And for environmental toxins, I really want you to think about all the things that you put in your house in the name of cleanliness, and you put on your skin and your hair in the name of beauty. When is the last time you flipped over your moisturizer, for example, to see what damaging chemicals you're putting in your body every single day? There's lots of little apps that you can use to find out how toxic that stuff is. You just scan the barcode. My favorite is Think Dirty. But environmental toxins are one of the many reasons why I use all-natural plant-based cleaners. I use all-natural plant-based makeup, mineral-based makeup, moisturizers, all-natural skincare, because our bodies haven't genetically and biologically evolved to manage the onslaught of everything that's thrown at us chemically, not to mention sort of the loosey-goosey, if you will, rules and regulations of the FDA. They just don't do a good job. Certainly not as good as some of the European Union countries, but I would go as far as to say they just do a bad job, okay? But most of that is in your control. You can look at stuff and, you know, the natural stuff often works better and is way cheaper. It's under your control to avoid those things. And the last environmental trigger is medication triggers. And, you know, I've covered that in a few previous episodes, and I'll be doing a deeper dive on each of those in upcoming podcasts, but you can see the consequences or review the consequences of common medications in transcript and podcast. And I'll link those on the show notes page as well. So that kind of leads us to the third part of the recipe, which is leaky gut, right? That's that loosey-goosey gut, that intestinal permeability. And so the interesting part of all the autoimmune causes, all the autoimmune triggers that I've mentioned, is that it really leads to this third part of the recipe. It leads to leaky gut. In big fancy words, those things that I've mentioned cause an immune dysregulation in the lining of the gut, specifically at something called the gut-associated lymphatic tissue or GALT. Woo, that's a big fancy definition, right? Basically, what that means is that there is chaos in what is allowed to pass through the gut lining. And when things pass through, or when things pass through that shouldn't, they make it through the gut lining because those cells in the intestines are loosey-goosey. They're literally not tight junctions anymore. And it sets the body up for system-wide inflammation. So rather than a cause or a trigger for autoimmune disease, you can think of this third part of the recipe as the gateway for autoimmune disease, right? It's the key site that allows our immune system to be overexposed, to be continually insulted or assaulted. And it causes that immune system to go into a hyper-alert state. When you're constantly assaulted, you're hyper-alert. So you can think of, you know, if you've seen somebody physically punish a dog, so they spank a dog or even smack a human around. But if you see somebody who is physically, or a dog that's been physically reprimanded, then anytime you raise your hand or a pillow, then the dog cowers, right? Well, your immune system takes the opposite approach. Your immune system gets hyper vigil, hyper alert, ready to fight. And so the immune system goes from triggering the type of inflammation that causes healing to triggering a long-term, total body, aggressive inflammation. And when this happens, it's because the selective ability of what goes into our bloodstream via our via our intestinal tract, via our digestive tract, is gone. A lot of people don't realize there's only one way. Well, there's two ways. There's only one way that doesn't run the risk of killing you as often to get something from outside of your body into your bloodstream. You can either take a direct path, so cut it open and stick it in, stick a needle in, run it IV, that sort of thing, or you eat it, you swallow it, right? So what happens when there's this chaos is that that selective ability of our immune system stops working right because it's getting exposed to all kinds of microbes. Microbes in the breeze, semi-digested food, all the chemicals on a regular basis from our food as well. And that, my friends, is what causes autoimmune disease. So with all that information, what the heck do we do about it? And it, you know, honestly, the solution sounds so simple. And once you make up your mind to do it, you stop, you prioritize. And especially if you're in an active autoimmune flare, you seek out that root cause. And you have to recognize that autoimmune disease is the end result. It is the branches of the tree, and you have to find out what's going on in the roots. Once you do that, you get to stop fighting, stop being a warrior, start a revolution, and become an autoimmune conqueror. So if you're suffering from an autoimmune disease, you're tired of fighting, you don't want to be an autoimmune warrior anymore, you're ready to stop messing around in the branches of the tree and treat the roots, then let's get you started on your autoimmune revolution. I've created a free resource for you. It's called 5 Steps You Can Start Today to Begin Healing Your Autoimmune Disease. And it is super simple steps that you can take right now, many addressing some of these common causes. And you can download it for free on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/119. And it always lives at audreychristie.com/autoimmune. To wrap this up, let's talk about how to mitigate some of this stuff. And like I said, you can get more in the download, 5 steps you can start today. But sleep, I'll link in the show notes to all the ways you can sleep. You can fix your sleep. Stress mitigations, right? You can work on stress yourself. And if you need bigger suggestions, I talk about this all the time in the wellness circle. Energy work is a beautiful practice that you can do, and I love teaching people about it right there in the wellness circle. You can also start reading labels. Grab that Think Dirty app. It's free. And check all the products around your house, including the ones that you wash your dishes, your laundry, your dishwasher detergent, your shampoos, conditioners, cosmetics, everything, sunscreen. It's all information is at your fingertips. All you have to do is go get it. And then leaky gut, you know, there's a whole host of things that you can do to help your body heal from leaky gut, some of which is taking probiotics, but mostly it comes from eating good food, eating plants, mostly plants, right? Eating a lot of them, making sure they're organic, and you're eating fermented foods as well, and your body will take care of that itself. So I hope you have learned some really great takeaways, some steps for you to take and be ready to begin your autoimmune revolution. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a second, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a rating or review. It helps me help more people start an autoimmune revolution themselves. I would be oh so grateful. And I hope you have the most magical rest of your day, friends, no matter where in the world you are. I challenge you to leave your world, however you can, a little better than you found it when you got up this morning. Be well.